got it. Here we go.
Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from beautiful broadcast house. I'm Rob Hackla. This is the South Shore's Morning News. Every week at this time, our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca, joins us in studio. This is Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time, sponsored by our great friends at Meineke in Hanover and Quincy. Francesca, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing okay.
All
hanging
right.
In there.
By the way, you can get your questions in. We might use it in a future segment. You can always text the show, 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. And we'll get that question to Francesca for a future Love Bite segment. All right, so here's the latest question. By the way, too, I know we should also mention through talkwithfrancesca.com, I believe there's a form there they can fill out.
So. Yes. Ask me anything. And I actually have been getting quite a few questions lately from there. I actually got one this morning that we'll talk about, which is kind of in sync with what the question is that you're gonna read. But anyway, but you go ahead and read it, and then we'll go for it.
All right, we'll dive in here. Okay. So this question, this must be from a guy. So we always hear about what women go through on dating apps, the weird messages, the pressure, the judgments, but I feel like no one talks about what it's like for men. Dating is a battlefield, no matter what side you're on, but I feel like, Francesca, you don't talk enough about the pressure guys carry, too. I mean, who is supposed to pay for the first date? If I ask a woman out for coffee, she thinks I'm cheap. Am I supposed to open the door for her? Am I supposed to text her after the date, or should I wait for her? I feel this constant pressure that I'm not sure I'm performing the role properly as a man. Help! Jim is jammed with questions. All right, Jim.
Oh, Jim, you are jamming all right, and thank you for writing in. That's quite a question. But let's start with the biggie, right? Who is supposed to pay for the first date? Because doesn't everyone want to know that? Right?
Yeah. And it's the guy.
Yeah. Traditionally, men are expected to pay, but today, not so much.
Okay. Right? I'm always going to pull the wallet out, though, if I were in the dating
room. Oh, you are?
I'm going to pull the wallet out, and then we'll see what someone says. But I think it's a nice gesture.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's right. You can offer to pay, but women still appreciate that, but they don't necessarily today expect it. Some even feel more comfortable splitting. So you can say something like, I'm happy to cover this, but totally down to split it if you'd prefer, whatever you're comfortable with. That line shows confidence. It shows some respect without overcommitting or looking cheap. What do you think about that, Rob?
So you're saying, wait a minute, now who says that?
Well, I'm sorry.
Because I'm trying to think, if you're the guy and you, well, I know, does it depend on who, let's say traditionally the guy asked the woman out on the first date, and then to say, hey, do you want to split it? It seems to me like it comes off as not, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say cheap, but it may come off that way. I feel like, you just offer to pay, and then if someone really, really wants to split it, then you accept it. But I think my opinion, guys, I don't know what you think. 781-837-4900. What do you think?
Well, okay, so I think our age is showing. In a way, I actually agree with you, Rob. But
what about these younger
women? But the younger
what about
people.
Those millennials?
The millennials. Like, if Beth were here right
now,
right?
If Beth were
right,
here, she might answer.
She would answer.
She's on vacation.
She's on vacation. Right. Anyway, but then she's sunning herself right now.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But she might not. I would bet.
I would wonder, yeah.
I would bet if Beth were here right this moment, she would say, yeah, I don't want anybody paying for my meal because then I feel like I owe them something. Now, we can't call her right now because there's no phone near her. But anyway, I bet you that's what she would say. Because I think the younger people are like, yeah, let's just make it, short and sweet. Let's meet for a cup of coffee.
If you split it, there's nobody owes anyone anything. Go down the middle.
Exactly. Okay. But like, here's another one. If I ask a woman out for coffee, she thinks I'm cheap. Well, you know what? When I first got divorced and I joined a dating site, and a guy wanted to go out for coffee, I was like, coffee? That's so weird. It seems so cheap. However, on the opposite end of the spectrum, a guy asked me to dinner, and I get there. And he's dressed in a suit and a tie, and he's got a bottle of very expensive champagne at the table. Well, but listen, let me tell you what I think about
that. This guy sounds like a keeper.
Well, no, he wasn't at all. He was a stalker.
Mr. Big Spender, though.
No, he was a big spender, but first of all, guess what?
Yeah.
I don't even like champagne. Honestly, I don't like it.
It's the finest
bottle,
though.
Bubbles give me gas, for God's sake.
All right.
Okay, so, no, I didn't, but it was very uncomfortable. So, you know, a cup of coffee, not so much. A bottle of expensive champagne at an expensive steakhouse, not so much either.
Wow.
Right?
Okay. But so, then, you know, coffee, maybe at Starbucks, coffee's getting more expensive. But but sometimes people feel like one of those is like a great, what do they call that? You know, like a safe space.
A safe space.
I don't know, again,
oh,
if we're going
oh,
there.
Rob,
if we need to. But no, I know some people feel like a Panera Bread or Starbucks.
Yeah, well, coffee does keep it casual, low pressure, gives both people a chance to vibe check before committing.
Beat you, Mickey D. But
it is how you frame it, not necessarily the price.
But
tag.
I guess for those first dates too, those always tend to be, you know, somewhere it's not going to be a total experience because you may not know the person as well, you know, as opposed to, you know, going for a walk or something like that.
Well, what happens if the person shows up and there's this? Not only are you not attracted to the person, but the person just like the sloppy kind of. Smells, scratching his armpits, you know, smells like old cigarettes. And so you don't even want to, like, even have a cup of coffee, right? I mean, these kinds of things do happen. Fortunately, that did not happen with me. But, I mean, I've heard some horror stories with these dating apps, right? Mm. So, anyway.
Yeah, the dating apps are interesting, of course. You know, I had mentioned I used that before. It worked out very well for me in the end. But but there were a lot of dates that were to
Oh,
hear.
Yes, I would love to. I was going to ask you.
What?
Did you ever have any, like, really... you know, weird experiences. Cause I actually, many years ago, I had a dating service in the old Jack Conway building before it burned down. And I'll never forget a client calling after a date and saying, this was so terrible. The guy ordered milk, asked for a straw, and was blowing bubbles.
What? No.
Well, I mean, so it's a jungle out there, Rob. It really is.
No, it was weird. I mean, I tend to be more nervous or anxious. So there were a couple of times where, you know, I was going and then I just, I chickened out and I walked away and that didn't go well. No.
What do you mean?
I would go and then I just, I couldn't go through that door, Francesca. I had so much anxiety at the time.
Oh,
and so,
Rob. And so what do you mean? You ghosted them? You stood them up?
Yeah.
I looked in
and I said, no, I'm sorry, Ashley. And then I walked away and then... later on, I couldn't believe she went out just for like a consolation date, just to go out one time in the future. But she was already dating a man.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah, so that worked
out. So what
out.
Would you do? What would you do?
I just couldn't get through that door because it was too new to me.
Yeah.
I'm not really a dater, so.
So what would happen if, did you ever have a time where you went out with someone, I don't know, you had a short date for like an hour, you knew that you were not a fit? That must have happened, right?
Yeah. A few times I could tell people didn't really either like the conversation or they would just say...
It wasn't resonating.
You know, this isn't going to go. But they sometimes would want the free dinner and then that would kind of be it.
Oh, so you were always taking them to dinner.
Yeah, usually I think most of these were all dinners now that I think about it.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah. You needed to ask Ed Perry for a raise
then.
That
was weird.
So did you ever get into a situation where you had a date with someone and she really liked you, maybe texted you and said, you know, I had a great time, love to see you again, and you had to say, no, we're not a good fit or we're not a romantic fit?
No, I guess most of the time they would go away eventually.
Oh, so they were leaving you?
Yeah, it worked out.
Oh, so you were
being
nice?
Just kind of take care of itself. Yeah, it worked out well.
Okay.
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. All
but
right.
It just wasn't a good fit. It would just kind of fizzle away.
Okay. So did you ever think that you had a great date and then she just went radio silent?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes that would happen too. And, you know, you can really, you know, there's not too much you can really do after that, or else it just comes off too much, I think. I guess the other question he wanted to know about texting after the date.
Come on.
I don't know this guy thing about you have to wait. What is all of that about? I still never really, no one really told me about these rules, but this is something that...
that's ridiculous.
What's that?
It's ridiculous. I mean, if you like someone, text them. Why? Because if you don't and she liked you, then she's going to start conjuring up in her mind, oh, maybe he didn't like me. So just be natural, be yourself, be genuine. I'm wondering, do we have time for one more question?
Oh yeah, one more question.
Okay, so this is, I want to stir the pot a little bit here. When you met your now wife, did the physical part of the relationship come naturally, or did you feel some kind of a pressure that if you didn't make a move, you might lose her?
No, I guess I felt it would just come naturally along the way. Yeah, I would feel that it just had a good feeling, like you knew and, you know, you would go along that way.
Well, and that's why you ended up marrying.
Yeah, it worked out well.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're out of time here, I know, so I just want to let you know that this question did come through this morning, and it's really more of a statement than a question, but she said, I would love your show to address chivalry and the modern women. I listened to this, so this is good for you, Jim. I think men are confused about how to, quote-unquote, court an independent professional woman. I want them to know we still like a man to make the first move, she says, call and organize the date, give compliments, hold doors, don't expect anything, let the woman decide the level of intimacy, and ask to see us again.
There you go.
So there's your answer. I didn't even have to be here, Jim.
Shake a lady's hand. You must stand up when a lady comes by. I love seeing that. Okay, so if people want to reach out and go through the website, how do they do that, Francesca?
They can go to talkwithfrancesca.com, click on Ask Me Anything, and I will get back to you.
All right, and of course, we'll be tuning in Wednesday nights at 8 for your full talk show.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
WATD Love Bites. We do it every week at this time, sponsored by Meineke.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye.